What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. Halfway home here on a non-payday Friday here in the Bay. It's going to be beautiful all weekend. We got outside lands happening, Golden Gate Park. The sun's going to be shining.
Yeah.
Shasky's taking the family to the boardwalk tomorrow. Joint practices were on fire yesterday. Literally, I was sweating. I got the nice tan going. I feel great. I feel rejuvenated. I feel awesome. Are you feeling awesome about the Niners, though, yesterday?
He's an Italian.
Watching the Denver Broncos dominate defensively after Mykel Williams, your first-round pick, had to walk off the field gingerly, hyperextension of the knee. There's a lot going on Santa Clara.
It's
preseason game is tomorrow, Joe.
You know what yesterday was?
What was it?
It wasn't just joint practice for the Niners. Yesterday was a... Look, I don't want to get sacrilegious because I am a religious individual to a degree.
To a degree, as you're texting us during church.
Well, I mean, at least I'm there.
thanks.
You know?
I just sit there.
I live the Lord's word every single day. I try to as best I can.
Sure.
Yesterday was nearly a holy day for me. It was the day that Madden 26 downloaded onto my PS5.
Oh, my goodness.
And got to play a little last night before I got yelled at and went to bed. So I'm pretty fired up today because I know that I got a weekend of Madden ahead of me at some point.
So,
just waiting for the whole family to go to sleep.
So we got Saquon this year, right? The Madden cover athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the Madden curse. So it's kicked off again. If it stopped with Mahomes, it kicked off again with Christian McCaffrey because he got hurt immediately after being the cover athlete. So now we got Saquon. We'll see. In years past, we've had the Antonio Browns of the world, and I think he froze his feet the year after that. We've had Tom Brady multiple times. We've had Odell Beckham, who I think after he went on to that cover, he was never heard from again. He had that boat pick, remember? Him in Miami or whatever. Who could forget the boat pick heard around the world, and then they were never to be heard from
again. I heard it was Carter's yacht.
Was it? Oh, Cartier? Did you like that joke yesterday? Come on, that was pretty good, right?
Yeah, it was a four.
It's French.
Did you download the new Madden on PS5?
Let's get it, Chasky.
Did
oh my
you do it
God.
Last night?
No, but I'll download it.
I did it. I did it last night. And the best now is they have this PS whatever app, and it's like, ding, fully downloaded. And I was like, oh, boy.
I wish I had time to play Madden anymore. I just don't. It sucks. And LJ, it's going to be fun when LJ gets of age where you can play with him. Right now, I'm playing some with Benny, right? I play
what are you
more.
Talking about? I put the controller with dead batteries
in his
hand.
Exactly.
And
yes.
He's like pounding it. He knows it doesn't light up, and
Correct.
He gets hella angry.
Well, that's... See, he's already smart because Nora's the same way. She's like, I know I'm not playing anything. What the hell are you doing right now? And then she goes, and you know what she does? She'll look at you. She'll turn it off.
Do we need to do like a Madden league or something for the show? Something to chew on.
Well, no, we want to do a 95-7 the game fantasy league, but you're not going to be a part of that.
I told you, friends and family. That's all the only two leagues I'm in.
What if we did an in-person draft?
We're not your friends?
What if we did an in-person draft, Joe, like you peer pressured all of us to start doing?
Sam, you're a new friend, all right? I got OG friends.
How many years before we become just friend instead of new friend? How many years does it take?
Well, you're never going to like jump. I've got one of my homies I've been friends with since we were in kindergarten.
Didn't even answer the question.
No,
well, there's a
fair.
List of it's things you got to check off, I'm sure.
It's not fair. Like I've got friends that go back, like Guido. Our grandfathers grew up together.
You have best friends?
My dad and his dad grew up together.
That sounds like a best friend.
I grew up with him together.
Yes.
I've watched him raise his children. I'm like uncle to his boys. I'm not trying to hate on you guys. I love you guys. How can you even come close? He is as close to family as he is like a best friend.
Yeah, but how many producer calls has he done with
you? That's true. Not a lot.
See, there's some give and take here.
You see us more than you see him.
How many times have you called him at 4 in the morning? Sam, I got 500 takes. I got to get off on you right now. Stop what you're doing. So then I who else is there for you to take those calls?
Actually, those are still happening with me and my boys.
No, he says, Sam, can you let me into the building?
Okay, fair enough.
He says, Sam, can you let me into
the building? That's true. Yeah, how many times has Guido gone to let you into the building when you forgot your card?
That's true. Actually, you know what? Now that I'm realizing it, Sam is Captain Reliable. He's Mr. Reliable for you, Joe. If you need him, he will be there. That's the mark of a true friend.
I should not be the most reliable friend you have.
You might be. You might be.
I actually have a question. How many years does it take to get a nickname?
Ooh. That depends.
I feel like those just kind of happen.
Yeah, that depends.
Like, it can happen day one. It can happen in 5 years. Like, if I walk into the studio and just trip and faceplant right on the floor, Shasky's like, oh, there comes Trippin' Lubman. And then there we go.
I kind of like Trippin' Lubman, actually. Tripman?
I've got many other nicknames for Lubman that are not Trippin' Lubman. I'll tell you that right now.
Some people don't.
Shasky, why are you tripping?
If you have any nicknames, 888-957-9570.
Look, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm telling you guys, like, there's layers to lots of friendships, and I've got lots and lots of friends, and then I've got lots of acquaintances. Well, and then I got a lot of people in my life that, you know, like, I just know, or we know each other, or whatever. And so, like, to think that you're going to get in there, like, it's a pretty packed house.
Is Bonte Hill in the front?
You know, I don't know what to tell you.
Is Bonte Hill a backyard? Good friend? Bonte Hill's a good friend?
Yeah.
Good friend?
Yeah, good friend. Good
love.
Friend.
He's going to be joining us about an hour, 9 o'clock. You excited to say that? Are you going to tell that to him? Bonte, you know what? You're one of my good friends. Sam's one of my new ones, but you're one of my good ones.
There's like a brothership with B because we share a lot of commonalities and grew up together in an era exactly the same. We're basically like separated at birth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It just, like that, and, but also, Mr. like, Bonte. I want to fight him all the time. So there's like a brotherhood there, you know? Like, well, I don't know if I really want to fight Sam. I just want to, you know, not be around him.
I was hoping I would see some fights yesterday, which is a kind of a crazy thing to see, but everyone sees fights happening at joint practice. I didn't see one yesterday. No fights happened between the Denver Broncos.
Special teams was getting a little after it. There was some gunner stuff.
There was some pushing and shoving, but I didn't have a Mike Vrabel or a Kyle Shanahan, Sean Payton getting in there and getting their faces.
Well, Shanahan's not going to do that.
He's not?
No.
He was looking too cool. That's why he had the shades on, the hat. He had his arms.
Looks like half the size of everyone who would be in those fights. Vrabel's like the same size.
Well, Kyle Shanahan's sneaky tall. Don't say he's a taller guy, but he's not as thick as a Mike Vrabel. That is for sure. Or a Dan Campbell. If I'm going Fight Club NFL, it's Dan Campbell and Mike Vrabel at the top. Antonio Pierce out of the league. He would have been in there, though, too. Yeah, he's with the Chiefs now, though, apparently. Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, but with Madden dropping, where I was going is that, you know, it's always interesting to see how Madden rates your team, right, and how they put your depth chart together and where the overalls are. And look, we could argue and quibble about, like, this guy should be a little better. But 9 times out of 10, Madden does have a pretty good feel for what your team's holes are. And when you look at the Niners right now, like on the video game, like their holes are the offensive line, backup running back, wide receiver, you know, the secondary's kind of unknown. Like they kind of have the same, like a good feel for where the holes are on this team. I'm not saying they're always right. Like right now, Madden's rating doesn't realize Upton Stout is going to be way better than what they think. Behind on that.
This was just released yesterday. Do you want me to give you the overall team ratings for some of the big boys in the NFL and the 49ers?
McCaffrey at a 93.
Well, this is just the overall team rating. So it's an accumulation of all
so the number
ratings.
One team's the Eagles.
No.
What?
Oh, wait, hold on. That was wrong. Oh, they didn't even put it in a real list here? Oh, yeah. So we got actually, check that. I got right here, 93 Baltimore Ravens.
Higher than the Eagles.
Yeah, 93 Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, that's, I guess.
Eagles 91.
Okay.
Eagles 91.
Okay, right. And they're so pretty close.
They're pretty close. Buffalo Bills, who's on Hard Knocks right now, they were just there, right? 89.
Okay.
Buffalo, okay. So we're getting some of the big boys, but those are the two biggest ones right
there.
Where
do they have the Niners?
The Niners are an 86.
What's that, 86. About 12th?
That's about in the middle of the pack, kind of a little higher than middle of the pack, 12th,
10th. Where do they have the Broncos?
The Denver Broncos are an 87, so right, a tick, right? Arizona Cardinals, 81, so just going within the division, Arizona Cardinals there. Los Angeles Rams, right? A lot of people saying, oh, it's going to be the Rams. 84. So they have their overall accumulation below the San Francisco 49ers.
The Niners have some elite players at the top, and then there's like a lot of unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going back to the Madden thing, like, you got your Kittles in the 90s, your Warners, your CMCs, your Trents, they're all going to be rated very, very high. How would Madden know where to rank Mykal Williams? How could we know where to rank Mykal Williams?
How
do we know where to rank C.J. West and Alfred Collins and Upton Stout, some of these young players? Ricky Pearsall, how could you even... I don't know. If I said, hey, he turns into Dante Pettis 2.0, all right, but I think he's way better than Dante Pettis already.
Can you guess who has the worst overall Madden rating in the NFL for Madden 26?
Teams?
Team accumulation. Yeah, just I'm giving you
all
sure the
Titans
right now.
Titans are at the bottom.
Wow, look at that. Right on the nose. The Tennessee Titans, Joe.
Yeah.
Not even looking. 77.
77. That's 77
overall.
I would go like just off the top of my head. Titans, Raiders, Giants.
Raiders are not Raiders because I think they got Bowers, who's like a huge
That's
one.
That's true.
They got
Max
some players.
Is really good.
Max Crosby.
Giants are pretty low too.
Geno, I don't think is horribly rated either. Raiders are an 82, so they're lower.
Wow,
end.
They're actually better than I thought.
Yeah, the New York Jets are an 80. The Giants
Forgot
are an
about
80.
The Jets.
Both New York teams are 80s.
What about Jacksonville?
Jacksonville are 79. That's a good one.
Ugh.
And then you got the Indianapolis Colts, who are a 78. Not very good. Cleveland Browns. They're in 80. New Orleans Saints, also in the 70s. They're 79.
Let's get to some joint practice against those teams.
Right? Well, you
feel real better about ourselves.
I think you will against the Raiders next week.
But this, I think where I'm going at is, again, yesterday they played a very good team in Denver. I actually think their rating will be significantly higher in week 5, week 6 on Madden.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Than it is today. their schedule, the Niners, is not a great schedule in terms of the teams you're playing aren't this gauntlet of great teams. So that does play into their favor. But it's a week-to-week, matchup-to-matchup thing, and we're going to recalibrate every week, like Madden does with the ratings. Mm. We're going to recalibrate every week, like, okay, this guy's a little better than we thought, and this guy's a little worse than what we thought. And so yesterday was just a calibration of, all right, the O-line is still a work in progress. All right, wide receiver, boy, we got to get Jennings back. He's really important. You know, defensive line, I don't know, boys. I don't know. Like, we'll see. Work in progress, right. You know? Quarterback, I think the quarterback's going to be fine. But the O-line factors into the quarterback play. And the wide receiver not being there factors into the quarterback play. And then CMC playing one snap coming off, that factors into the quarterback play. This team has a lot of question marks. And I'm really excited to see a full game on Saturday night because there are so many unknowns. And I want to see them all.
And who do you want to see play tomorrow, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. Who needs the reps for the 49ers tomorrow outside of the guys you know are already? You know the rookies are going to be playing. You know the backups are going to be playing. Which one of the people that is starting week one do you want to see tomorrow? Ricky Pearsall needs some work, right? Do you want to see the quarterback out there? Do you want to see Christian McCaffrey getting some run out there? Do you need to see anything from Nick Bosa or George Kittle? 888-957-9570. That's the number. And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing, the dealer. And as always, we are going to be live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Shout out Sam from Laughing Monk for hosting us yesterday at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. A lot of fun, and we'll be doing a lot of work with them, obviously, this season for all the Niner home games, because E-Dog, Evan Giddings will be hosting it alongside Lorenzo Neal for every single 49ers home game. Go to Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, Joe. It's going to be a party.
That place is so cool.
It really is.
It's just such a cool vibe down there. Sam and Laughing Monk, like, really go support them this year, audience that's out there. And if you want to go to Niner games, go there before, grub up on some food, have some cocktails. You're like, you know, 20 blocks away from the stadium. It might not even be 20. What do you think? 15?
It's pretty, dude, it took us like 5 minutes to get there.
If that. Yeah. And we're waiting at red lights. Yeah. You know what I mean? For the majority of that. Such a cool location. Such a cool spot. Such a great atmosphere. TVs everywhere. Just, they're so good to us. I want everyone to be good to them. So please support Laughing Monk.
And let's be good to Brandon SF, who's been waiting on hold patiently. Brandon, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, so I'm excited to be at the game tomorrow night. I'm not so worried about the joint practices because it's the first time they're going against another team this season. Mikel should be doing well. As for tomorrow, I definitely want to see some of the rookies in. I'd like to see Brock and CMC and Kittle and Bosa run through at least one series, just, you know, shake the cobwebs off, have the fans in the stand, and have everybody cheering for them, and then get some rest, and let's see what the backups can do. But Sean Payton is a good coach. He's a well...
Yeah.
The Broncos are going to be a well-coached team, and I think even though it's preseason, it doesn't matter for much, but with Shanahan being the coaching guru that everyone wants and believes he's going to bring this year, going up against a well-coached team early in the preseason is good for them because they're going to see some good fourth down looks. They're going to see some fake punts. Special teams was a problem last year for a lot of reasons. This is a very good first start. Get the guys in. Get them out, and let's see what the rookies and the backups can do.
You know, one thing that I come away with you know, having been a fan for so long and now being on the media side of things, even though I don't do journalism per se, I do feel like the NFL, it's so funny. The fervor for NFL product and content is through the roof.
Oh, it's massive.
Right? If you're a Niner fan, you're living vicariously through the reports of David Lombardi, of Nick Wagner, of Grant Cohn, of 95.7 The Game, of KNBR, you know, of all the different outlets where you get your 49er coverage. and you want to make your own evaluations. You want to see it yourself. And it does suck to me that the Packers have on their YouTube all these scrimmages, and they will live stream a lot of practices. Not all of them, but a lot of practices. And they just allow their fans to be able to see things for themselves. And you could still have the reporting and all that. And I understand, I guess in a way, I understand why the cat and mouse game happens. Yeah. You want to have some tickets and have some of your fans feel like they're part of something special, and they're there at camp and the fervor of it.
But those people will still go, in my opinion. Like that, like that's
well, the
not
games are broadcast
it.
On television. I still want to go.
Well, that's the whole point. Yeah. Right? You want to be the atmosphere. You want to be like, you want to smell the grass. You want to be amongst the people. That's the whole point.
But like, how cool would it be right now if they just released, even a day late, all the YouTube footage of all the matchups and the individual drills, and you could just go through and kind of watch certain things? Not that it's the end all be all. I do feel like the fans would eat it up.
I would. And not just the fans, the media, everyone. That's the whole point. Like in an era where it's everything is oversaturated with content, it does feel like we're living in like the previous century when we're not taping these things. Hell, they were taping them then, I'm sure. Right? Like I'm with you on this one. And it's also, it's frustrating too, because I know when I'm there, like the Matt Barrows of the world, the David Lombardis, the Grant Cohns, everyone, that, whoever you're getting your information from that's covering the team, they couldn't be at two places at once yesterday.
No.
Like you couldn't be.
It's
like
almost impossible to follow everything.
So like I even had, and you had to rely on Matt Barrows or Jennifer Lee Chan. That was on the defensive side for the Niners yesterday because, yeah, and Bonte's going to be joining us in about 40 minutes, top of the hour. He can speak to this. He even had his binoculars, but even then, you have to have your binoculars for the other side. And when someone walks in front of you or what, like you can't get
the angles are tough.
You can't catch it in 4K is what I'm saying. And it's going to be very difficult for anyone.
You know, Carter, Bonte, the tall guys have a huge advantage at practice.
There was everyone of all shapes and sizes yesterday. We saw Bobby Fitzgerald there yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was
good.
He's telling me to move out of the way a little. Not move out of the way. He's just like, I got to stand next to Zach Green, our producer here, who's a little on the spectrum of the Bob Fitzgerald size. But he's like, I had to move out of the way. I'm only like 5'11". I'm not even that tall. I had to move out of the way, Joe.
There's not a lot of room to watch stuff, and you got to stay up against the fence.
Stay on the turf. Get in trouble.
But I just think that if they released all the little drill stuff and everything, I mean, they'd have millions upon millions of hits on YouTube. I know they don't even need it. The NFL's making so much money, but it's just feed into the fan base a little.
I'm not mad at that. I have no rebuttal or anything to add on to that. But
plus, I also think it would be good for like if you're a coach of a high school level or college level, just to be able to have something to reference and look at. I think it's cool. I think for young athletes, that's something that's really cool. You know, like Steph Curry's put out all these training videos on how he kind of does his pregame routine. I mean, diehard basketball players eat that stuff up.
George Kittle spoke to something that you just mentioned, Joe, about the schedule and how people view it and how fans are viewing it, right?
Yeah.
So as much as we're talking about the joint practices, like, maybe we're a little more skeptical on the Ozempic Niners talking about the thinning at some of these positions, right? Well, Kittle was asked about the easiest schedule, and I feel like George Kittle feels. Take a listen to Kittle talking about the Niners, quote-unquote, having an easy schedule this year.
Well, that's what's crazy. It's like the Niners have the easiest strength of schedule this year. It's like it's the NFL. It's hard regardless. Like, sure, yeah, we're not going up against the number ones from every single conference or division. But still, it's an NFL game. Like, you still have to go out there and perform at an incredibly high level because every team is doing that same shit. So it's just like, what are you talking about, easiest schedule? Like, relax. I still have to go out there and play for 60 minutes and find a way to get a dub.
And find a way to get a
find a way.
A motivated and hungry team.
Exactly. Especially all the teams that are at the bottom of the division, no one likes to lose.
No.
Usually the teams that didn't play well last year are usually the most hungry to go out there and do it again anyway. So you're getting the most hungry damn teams every single year.
And obviously that was Richard Sherman, Niner legend, alongside George Kittle.
I think it's Belichick. So if I'm misquoting it, I apologize. But I think Belichick was the one who said, you know, the other team drives big cars to the stadium too. They live in big houses too.
Yeah.
Their coaches make lots of money too.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones.
Well, I always hate this narrative of easy schedule because we play this game, and if you just look at the Niners' schedule, right, it's like, oh, well, Seahawks, oh, well, that's Sam Darnold. We'll see. And yeah, again, I have to
did
see
you see
Sam
the Vikings
too.
Winning 15 games last year?
No, that's the whole point, right? Like, I didn't see that. Like,
did you see the Commanders in the NFC Championship game?
The Saints. Like, everyone's saying the Saints, and they might suck, right? They probably do. They're probably going to be awful. But you know
you
what?
See the
Maybe Kellen Moore's a really good head coach, Joe.
Yeah. Did you see the Niners going 6-11?
No. I would not have bet that last year. I didn't think they were going to get back to a Super Bowl, but I did not think they were going to be as awful as they were last year.
You got to go out and play the games,
you
man.
You got to. So, and again, maybe the Cardinals are going to be good this year. Everyone keeps saying, are the Cardinals going to take a step with Jonathan Gannon? Maybe Liam Cohen was what the Jaguars needed, and you see them in week... No, seriously, though. Maybe
Duval.
You see...
When you say his name, I always go back to
it. I keep seeing the Travis Hunter thing, like, and he's saying, like, I'm going to dominate both sides of the ball. It's like...
Well, it's just another note for the schedule. You look at a lot of the worst teams they play, the Browns, the Panthers, the Colts, the Titans, the Bears. You play all those teams at the end of the year, and most of these teams are going to be getting better as the year progresses, you would think. So, I mean, that just kind of takes away, I think, from the easiness of the schedule when you consider that.
How do you think those teams are viewing the Niners, Joe? I ask you that. Like, how do you think a team like the Saints are viewing the Niners in Week 2? They're at home in New Orleans. Are they saying all of a sudden, it's like, you know what? Maybe we could beat the Niners.
I don't think that the shine of excellence is still on them. I do believe, though, they see them as a very good team, but vulnerable, if that makes sense.
What is the perspective of the Niners around the league? What do you guys think it is? 888-957-9570. I'll ask this to Bonte, too, because Baldy was on yesterday, and he still is pretty high on this team, but it's a team with a lot of questions right now. And this is where he had them just in the NFC West alone.
I have the Rams up front right now. Out front, we'll see what Stafford looks like. I mean, this condition of his right now doesn't sound good. But there's a month to go before the season, so I don't think there's cause for concern. But there is the fact that he's not practicing. But I think the Rams, because of the way they drafted and developed and rebuilt on the fly, I think the Rams are a little bit above. But, you know, Seattle won 10 games last year. They've got Mike McDonald it takes a year to figure that defense out. They should be better as a group, but they did win 10 games. And so I feel like the 49ers in Seattle are right there. I'm not putting Arizona that much further behind. They've added a lot of defensive components that were necessary, but they're very well coached. They've got a good defensive coordinator that teams have a hard time figuring out. The 49ers did last year against them. They get home. I've seen it too many. Nick Raelis is really talented. I like him a lot.
And that was Baldy just within the NFC West. So a lot of people are just going to be picking the Rams. I don't think a lot of people are picking the 49ers to finish in last place like Colin Coward was. But, you know, there's so many damn question marks around this team that I kind of understand, right? I'm not buying it yet, but I understand a lot of people saying, they were bad last year. They are coming off a Super Bowl hangover. They have Ricky Pearsall right now as their number one receiver, a guy that barely even played last year, who was a first-round pick that got shot early in the season. Brandon Ayuk, you don't even know what he's going to do when he does come back. And if he does come back, what point of the season is it going to be? Are they going to be hanging it up? There are so many question marks around this team. I do think the 49ers are one of the most interesting teams just from expectations heading into the season. I can't think of more of a wild card right now than the 49ers. Like, I don't know what to make of them.
Well, I kind of love that about them.
Right? It makes it more exciting in
a way.
It's
more refreshing to be the hunter rather than the hunted.
Okay.
And it feels like they're out there trying to hunt for respect and hunt for wins and, you know, kind of flip everyone's mind. I think teams recognize they got a lot of great players, right? Like Warner, Bosa, Kittle. Those are great players. Trent, great players. But they also see them as very vulnerable. And maybe thin. That's not exclusive to just them. I think the Chiefs, I'm interested to see how people view the Chiefs right now, heading into this year. The Mahomes factor always gives them the benefit of the doubt, but I think they're in a similar spot where they've lost some talent. You know, they're kind of in a transition. Where are they at? You know, obviously the Niners fell on their face last year, but if the Chiefs, if I said to you this year, Joe, and I know you're going to owe him Mahomes, but if the Chiefs did, for whatever reason, have a down year, it would be like a year like this year.
It would be, but I'll believe it when I see it, because I've only seen Patrick Mahomes, again, this is all predicated on health, all these conversations are.
Yeah.
I've only seen him have success. So I give him the benefit of the doubt. Even when Brady and those Patriots teams were at their worst, Joe, at their worst, that tail end of Tom Brady.
That division was the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Bills for 20 years.
All due respect, the AFC West has been booty. Like, they can get into the playoffs, Joe, but they don't do anything.
Well, I'm watching that Bronco team, and I don't think they're booty at all.
Well, let's
right?
see it. Are you picking the Broncos to win that division over the Chiefs?
I am this year, yes.
Wow, that is shocking. I don't think a lot of people are. I'm definitely not.
I am.
So, because I got to believe it. I will believe when I see a Bo Nix-led team take out Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid. I will believe it when I see.
I think they need another draft. I'm they're going to make the playoffs. There's not a question in my mind on that. I don't think this is their year at all.
Okay, fair enough.
Can we lock that in? You think the Broncos are winning that division?
I am. I'm taking the Broncos.
Give me the locks.
I'm taking the trendy pick.
Okay.
Wow.
Look, you know, I was so out on Bo Nix. I can't be more in on him. Bo's a player, dude. He's a player. I really like. He had like three or four touch throws. You know, you're just looking over him like, whoa. He layered that because where we were on the field, it's like he layered that over corners and safeties. Bo's nice, dude.
I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I don't think it is.
I think it's the trendy pick right now.
I'll take some NFL hot takes or trendy picks that you have right now. 888-957-9570. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We'll get Bonte's thoughts on that in about 30 minutes. Bonte Hill joining us in studio, courtesy of River Islands. And that's what's coming up next. And it's going to be brought to you by Cache Creek.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, resort. Just play it, because this is going to...
Coming up, Chrysler.
Okay, so this is the latest from... Who is this? Jake Fisher. All right, covers the league. Jake Fisher's.
Who? I thought that was an offensive tackle drafted in the top five by the Chiefs
Kansas
or the
City
Dolphins
Chiefs,
one year.
Alongside Luke Jokel, I believe, who was number one and number two overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars, I want to say. Look at our offensive tackle knowledge there,
okay,
Jake.
Okay, keep going.
But Jake Fisher saying this, quote, "I can report that there have been multiple teams that have reached out to Josh Giddey's representation about having interest in him. Golden State is one of them. Golden State would be interested, depending on how the machinations would go, in some kind of Josh Giddey, Jonathan Kuminga sign and trade, to my understanding." That was per Jake Fisher. Josh Giddey, in or out, Chasky, on a sign and trade pertaining to Jonathan Kuminga?
I know he can't shoot, and so a lot of people are going to be so out on that.
Awesome. That helps.
I actually like his style of play fits.
Fits who?
The Warriors.
He can't shoot.
No, neither could Sean Livingston, but he had the turnaround, you know, back down play. Like, I actually really like him off the bench. Does he help their perimeter defense? Not that much at all. If you're asking me in a vacuum, like, Giddy, Pods. Like, let's say I can move Pods and put Giddy into that kind of a role, kind of like a de facto point guard. I actually really like him in that role. But, like, you have Pods, so they're kind of redundant.
He did have a career high. I will say this.
I don't know.
He had a career high in three-point attempts last year, Joe, at 4. And a career... No, hold on.
Okay.
But a career high shooting percentage at 37%, close to 38%. Right. Prior to that, he was 33, 32.
He's 1.5 or so to 2
per
game. But
he's improved every single time, is what I'm saying. Yeah. So he will attempt some shots and he will knock them down. That being said, the overall shooting percentage at 46%, he'll run it. He's as tall and he is big, and he has caused fits in the past for the Golden State Warriors. I will say that. Now, that doesn't say much when it comes to the Golden State Warriors defense. And
he's a ball handler, a passer, a playmaker in the half court.
Like size.
I like him. Like, I really do. I do like the player. How much? What does it cost? Who do you have to say goodbye to?
He's 22, too, as well. So for as many people are getting mad about moving off Jonathan Kuminga for an old guy, like, he's a guy that you can still build around technically going forward. He's 22 years old, and if he can improve his shot and keep improving his shot, then he could be something. It's just, I do think a lot of people hear the name Josh Giddey and they go to the allegations that were a part of it.
Oh, well, that's...
Like, just keep it a buck, guys.
I mean,
like,
of course.
That's what a lot of people just, they cringe when they hear that name, especially here in the Bay Area. So, Jonathan Kuminga, Josh Giddey, it could be a fresh start for both of these guys in different locations. I guess, sure. But
it would be. It would be Kuminga for Moody. I mean, Kuminga for Giddey.
That's what
straight
it,
up.
That's what it made it sound like. It'd be a sign and trade for both of them. It'd be again the machinations. What are they? The CBA is just such a cluster. You know what? So I couldn't even go through that. But apparently, it could happen.
If it was for Kuminga straight up, I mean, I guess.
Would you be in on that?
I mean,
888-957-9570.
It doesn't move
Giddey
me
for Kuminga.
It doesn't move me.
Does it make you better? Do the Warriors get better?
I think he's a better fit offensively, but they lose something in terms of athleticism and defense.
And defense. He gets blown by way too much. There's a reason why the Oklahoma City Thunder, Joe, who just won the championship, were so, for lack of a better word, giddey to move off.
And he was the lone shooter that got sagged off the entire time in that series, and they couldn't outsee it.
People get exposed in the playoffs, and he was one of those that got exposed, and they moved him off for Alex Caruso, and they got infinitely better.
If you could tell me right now, like, hey, for whatever reason, this team is just done with Kuminga, I don't know if that's the case, but I'm just saying, if that were the case, the locker room, the staff, whatever, they're just over it, yeah, then I'd probably do it.
Well, apparently, and this is more from Fisher, the Warriors were prepared to draft Giddey in 2021 if Kuminga was selected ahead of their number 7 overall pick. Do you believe that? You think they were interested?
Yeah, yeah.
To say it like, okay.
Yeah,
he was one of the big names out there that everyone was kind of enamored with. This Australian kid who's super young. We'll see. Again, both projects in their own right, Giddey and Kuminga, that really still haven't found their footing quite yet. But I think...
Would you do the deal?
At this point, to end the crisis, sure.
Are
Why
they
not? I am going to be fascinated.
Are they better?
I think it's a net neutral at this point. I think they'll be better offensively at times, but even then, Kuminga and him both can't shoot the ball very well. So there's still a rock in a hard place, Joe. They need to have shooting on this team and size. So I guess, yeah, size for Josh Giddey, but what does size mean if he can't guard a nosebleed?
He's not a finisher per se, though he does have a nice little teardrop. I like Giddey. Like, he's an intriguing player. I don't think he's like changing the fortunes of the team.
I'm gonna bank more like on future in the league too. Like, and I get it. And Steiny's always been on this. I'm sure Steiny and E-Dog will talk about it, Goo or whatever. Like,
wait, they're going to talk NBA?
No, they're going to talk about he can pass. He'll take anyone that is a willing passer, which is something that Jonathan Kuminga is. That's not really his game. He's not a great passer.
Well, they have a lot of passers. They need somebody who can actually, like, you know, score a bucket.
Well, that's part of it. He can't shoot. So that's why I say it's a net neutral for me. I don't know what I'm getting. I guess we could ask Bonte in 20 minutes. I'm sure.
Would you rather have Malik Monk straight up?
I'd rather have Malik Monk over any of those other guys.
Okay. But in the Malik Monk deal, I believe you have to, because it's not a sign and trade.
There's money you have to attach elsewhere.
You have to lose Buddy or Moody. Yeah. Are you willing to do that?
With Moody, yes, I would keep Buddy Hield because he showed me enough in the playoffs. I think people view it the other way. They'd rather move off of Buddy and keep Moody. I saw a lot from Buddy in those playoffs. So actually, if I had lost Buddy, I'd feel kind of like, I need a shooting. Boy, I know he's a knucklehead at times. I know. But, dude, I can't get over how awful Moody was at times. Now, was that the injury that he obviously corrected this offseason? Was that a lot?
I don't even know what position he is.
I was underwhelmed by Moody in the playoffs and all that good faith that he built. But you know, I know you're scoffing. All that good faith that he built in the regular season kind of wore off in the playoffs. Same with Pods. But that being said, Joe, that was their first full cup of coffee, if you will, in the playoffs. So I'm trying not to be too critical of them, but it's hard not to be when this is kind of like a 1 or 2 year gap now, or 1 or 2 year window that they have during Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. These guys got to step up. And is Josh Giddey going to slide on in here and make them all that better? Probably not. Malik Monk, though? He's a veteran.
3 years ago, if I would have said, hey, you can have Malik Monk for Moody and Kuminga, Warrior fans' heads would have exploded. Well, if I would have said 2 years ago, you know, right when he got iced out in the playoffs, like, Giddey for Kuminga, it's just wild how these things happen.
How did you feel watching Malik Monk as he was a king playing against the Warriors in that playoff series?
He was good and then bad and then good again.
Exactly, but he's going to be an inconsistent player, but that can score. They just needed someone that can score. They just didn't get enough of it. After Steph went down, I was like, oh my God. Talking about being thin right now when it comes to the 49ers. What's thinner, the 49ers offense or the Warriors shooting? What's thinner right now between those two?
I'm going to go Warriors shooting.
Oh, my God. And that's saying something right there. Yes. Hell, can Christian McCaffrey shoot the ball? Bring him out here. Let's see.
Like, what does it look like on offense when you have Pods?
Oh, my God.
Draymond and Giddey out there with Jimmy and Steph. Like, that is the no. Like, we're literally going to play 3 seconds into key defense at four corners.
And it's
a box and one at that point, right? Yep, I mean, that's basically what they're running.
And the more I'm thinking about it, I'm keeping Kuminga in that situation, actually. I'm keeping Kuminga over Giddey. You know why? Because I know Kuminga has shown flashes defensively where he can shut the other guy's best player down at times. Not completely.
So now that you've talked it out, you're going to keep Kuminga?
I'm keeping Kuminga.
Okay.
Because Giddey's not doing anything.
My headphones are broken. I think they're done. I don't know what's going
on here. Well, Kuminga's... What? Your headphones
broke? My headphones, I think they just broke. I don't know. I got to get some headphones. They zapped in my ear.
Well, you were so excited before the show started. You said, these are my headphones. Oh, you're talking about your AirPods.
My AirPods.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think they're done. I need a set. Sorry, guys. I apologize. I got electrocuted in the studio somehow, in the ears.
Okay. Well, you're bringing some new ones there. You're fighting through some adversity right now, kind of like the Warriors were doing last year when Steph went down.
I'm like Mikael Williams. I'm on the floor right now. I'm like,
stretched out.
Trainers, my come ear. Out.
Yeah,
I shouldn't joke about that, though.
No, I get this. Get the Q-tips in here. He'll fix your ears. He'll be fine. But yeah, I will rather keep Kuminga because he's been here longer and because defensively, I think he's just better than Giddey. And I don't think Giddey's just going to get better defensively. He's got size and he could be, but I don't see it happening. I think Giddey would frustrate the hell out of Draymond Green, and I don't need more non-shooters or guys that are just not willing to shoot the ball. I'll say this with Kuminga. He's just going to go out there and try to shoot and try to score and try to be aggressive. Giddey's going to be that kind of more like a Ben Simmons, another Australian guy. It's just like, yeah, my shot's not there. I'll pass it. Pass first. That's not what I need right now. I need some aggression offensively. So as we're breaking things in the studio, Carter just is knocking stuff over. Headphones are broken. Our pets' heads are falling off. Bonte's joining us in 18 minutes. God, everything.
Whose headphones are these? These are nice.
Sky's falling right now. Who's shout out James Bond. I don't know. Those are nice. You feel better now? You good?
Yeah. I mean, other than the fact that Carter is over here just dropping things all over the place.
What do you feel more confident in, the Warriors offense or the Niners offense heading into this next season? Hit it 8-9-5-7-9-5-7-0.
They moved the ball really well last year. They just couldn't punch it in the red zone.
Really? You feel better about the 49ers offense than the Warriors offense?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of crazy. The Warriors got Steph Curry.
Okay. Yep. One player.
Yes, one player that makes a big difference. And they got Jimmy Butler. I know what you will about him as a three-point shooter. He's going to get his mid-range game going. All right, this season he's going to have more time to, you know, gel with Draymond, with Steph. Well, there's Kuminga.
Yeah, but I don't classify, even though he is a guy that will score points, I don't classify him as a scorer.
No, but he's going to be a mid-range guy. He's solid there, right? You get to the bucket. He's a good passer, too.
Well, I know he is a really good passer, but you know, the Niners have, I mean, look, we'll see with CMC, but Kittle's in his prime and one of the best players at the position. And you have one of the best play callers who's figured it out with wide receivers time and time and time and time again. Jennings did have a top 15 receiving season last year in the league.
Jennings even going to be there? He's got a calf injury.
Well, I'm just laying it out.
I'm like, not trying to be a smart ass about
it. Warrior offense was when we were relying on Draymond Green to hit shots from the outside.
For a moment, they were one of the best three-point shooting teams when you had Brandon Pajemski, one of the best three-point shooters for a stretch in the regular season.
Eight games is... Yeah, that's 10th of the season.
I mean, they were important games. He was balling out against Los Angeles Lakers where they couldn't win. He was balling. No, seriously, he had like 20-plus points. Remember that first half?
Yeah.
He had the buzzer beater. Things were going great. Yeah. So I just don't think it's that crazy of a question to ask.
So you think the Warrior offense is better than the Niner offense?
I just say, I'd ask what confidence. Oh. Like, who do you have more confidence in?
So you have more confidence in the Warrior offense?
Because I got Steph Curry still. And you know what? I will go down with the Stephen Curry ship. And you know what? That might sound like a lazy argument, Joe, but it's just the truth right now.
Well, but their true shooting percentages, their three-point shooting, points per game. Like, there's a lot of metrics that don't jive with what you're saying.
That may be true. But from what I saw yesterday, Joe, and this is kind of this is a joint practice overreaction right now.
Uh-huh.
I am scared to death out of that offensive line for the 49ers, albeit without Trent Williams and that wide receiver depth.
Remember this, Nick Mullins moved the ball with the Niners. CJ Beathard moved the ball with the Niners. As bad as it might look with turnovers and things like that, he has always been able to move the ball, Kyle Shanahan, with whatever is out there.
So
that's one thing I don't, like, yes, I worry about the O-line and keeping the quarterback healthy, because if the quarterback goes down, they're in big trouble.
Well,
but they've still been able to move the ball. Offense is not, punching it in the red zone is a separate, separate issue.
I'm glad that you brought up Kyle Shanahan, because we've been kind of teetering with this thing when it came to Sean Payton, and he had that article out, those lines a couple days ago, where he's like, yeah, I think this is a Super Bowl team with the Broncos. I don't say that lightly. I think this is a legit. I've only said that about six or seven teams. He's been coaching for a long time, so he can say that. Like, he's coached like the Drew Brees. So, yeah, they were Super Bowl contenders for a very long time.
That team believes.
Yes, absolutely.
That defense knows it's good.
Sean Payton, who has won a Super Bowl, has belief in Bo Nix and this Denver Broncos team that they can win a Super Bowl this season. I wonder if you injected Kyle Shanahan with Truth Serum right now, what he would say about this 49ers teams when it comes to legit expectations. What do you think, Kyle Shanahan, if you injected him with Truth Serum right now, Joe, he has to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, his hands on the Bible and everything. Kyle Shanahan, how do you view this team heading into the season?
If I was Kyle and I was being honest, I would be like, I've got some pillars that I really love that are great ball players. I got a lot of work to do, and my staff's got a lot of work to do to build this work in progress up. And I think by the end of the year, we think if things go right, we can be a 10-win team.
So not a Super Bowl.
No.
Definitely not. He would not say, I think we can win a Super Bowl.
You don't go into a season, any team. I don't even care if you have Josh Allen in his prime. Eight spots and you're starting 22 up for grabs. Like, I don't think you can be considered a Super Bowl team with that many unknowns in your starting lineup.
I don't know if it was that many holes, but the Rams were facing a lot of holes last year, and they hit on some of these first-round picks.
Yeah, but did they view themselves a Super Bowl contender at the beginning of the year?
I think Sean McVay looked at it as like, I've won a Super Bowl already with Matt Stafford. We're together. We got Kyron Williams. Like,
Joe, had they lost the game to the Niners? They were going to start 0-3, and they were going to sell.
They didn't have Aaron Donald.
Oh. Yeah. I'm aware. What I'm saying is the conversation leading into the Niner game was, if they lose this game, because they had no Puka and no Cooper Kupp, will they trade Cooper Kupp midseason? Will they just pack it in?
I'm saying Kyle Shanahan's looking at what the Rams did last year and says, why can't that happen
for us
this year?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Is like, I think he sees them as a team right now that's not a championship contender, but is a team like, if things go right, we can be a double-digit team, and by year's end, we think we can be a significantly better team that can make some noise.
I think he could think, this is how he's going to view the team, and we're talking about, if you injected Kyle Shanahan with Truth Serum, what would he really say about this team right now, heading into the 2025 season, 888-957-9570. I think he thinks, if I get Mykal Williams to step up, if Ricky Pearsall steps up and is that first-round talent that we all think he could be, if Juwan Jennings, it's all going to be health-related. All these things are always going to be health-related, right? If we can stay healthy, if we could have, Kittle be an all-pro again, or Nick Bosa be an all-pro kind of a player. There's a lot of ifs here, but it's not unreasonable for these things to happen. Yeah, I'd like our chances, get us into the playoffs, and I know that we could win come January and February. I've done it. When I get into the playoff, we win. At the very least, we'll get to a conference championship game. Other teams don't want to play us come playoff time. If you're the Lions, you've lost to us, right? Hell, if you're a Washington Commanders, you've just been there, right? If you're the Dallas Cowboys, we've beaten you.
Yeah, I just don't think in football you think of it that way. Like in the NBA, you're like, we're going to get to the playoffs. We're going to do this. Like there's a relaxation, not a relaxation, but there's just like a. There's a knowing of, like, if you have the best roster, you can kind of weather the storm, barring certain injuries, and you can pick and choose your spots. In the NFL, it's like, we think we're this team right now. And then as you go through the gauntlet of the year, so many things change. Like, look at Tampa. Tampa started off very optimistic. Then they got hurt, and it was like, we're hanging on for dear life. Then they got hot, and then, boom, Baker's fumbling in the playoffs. They think that they could have knocked some teams around in the playoffs, right? They felt really good about it. But there were points in the season where, like, I mean, we could be done right here. I just think football is viewed very – it's week to week in what we have. I think right now they don't – last year they went in like, hey, we have a Super Bowl roster because we just lost in the Super Bowl and we're bringing back just about every single player. We have no spots up for grabs when it comes to starters. This year, we got 8 spots up for grabs. We're relying on a lot of unknown young player commodities. We're smarter than this. We've been doing this a long time. We know even if Mykel Williams is a really, really good player, he might be a spot player for me early on, or Alfred Collins might look good against this team and bad against these other ones. I think that they're sophisticated enough to know that, like, we got to kind of take this in chunks throughout the season and see where we're at come December.
I'll say this. I still love them in the division because of Kyle Shanahan's overall record in said division. He does well against these teams. Albeit last year, Joe, I know you're scoffing, dude.
They were
I know
1-5.
They were. Everyone was hurt. Last year was a dumpster fire. I'm sorry. I'm giving this team more of a fresh start than I was last year. Last year, there was I was the only one saying it. This is a Super Bowl hangover. They're not winning a Super Bowl this year, guys. No one wanted to just come out and say it. You don't win Super Bowls when you lose like that and you have all the drama in the offseason. There was just no chance they were winning a Super Bowl last year or competing for one. I'm just flat out. This year, it's more of a fresh start, okay? And I don't think that pressure... That pressure and that sadness and that anxiety that was overshadowing them all last season is there. There has not been any drama outside of Juwan Jennings, and I really don't think this is that big of a drama case. You know why? Because we're really not talking about it all that much. If he's bleeding in the next couple weeks, sure, we'll bring it up. But right now, it's a nothing burger for me. I still believe in Kyle Shanahan in this division because he's done it in the regular season, albeit the playoffs. Outside of Sean McVay, he hasn't been able to get it done. But in the regular season, for the most part, he has been able to get it done. Here's what Baldy had to say yesterday, Joe, that I thought was really interesting, and how big of a year this truly is for Kyle.
I think it's big. Look, this offense that he runs, it's not like it's new. It's not like people don't understand the motions and the shifts and the creativity that we once gave Kyle a ton of credit for, because it was innovative. But, you know, what they're doing now, a lot of teams are doing. And a lot of teams have copied it, and they're putting their spin on it. And so I don't think you could count on just, okay, great play calling, great scheme to get guys open, to move the football. Like, you need more than that in this business right now. That's why the running game is so important, and leaning on the run game. And it's not just wide zone. It's just everything.
This is a massive year for him. And in the league in general, like, not that everyone's caught up, but there are so many different variations of the zone running scheme now when it comes to the Shanahan, McVay, the coaching trees, right? You see it with Kevin O'Connell. You're going to see it in Seattle a little bit with the Kubiaks. Feels like it's kind of sprinkled around everywhere. And is that, you know, kind of like what we saw with the Warriors, right? Where they were the next big thing and everything was awesome with the Warriors. Everyone kind of copied them and the 3-and-D kind of thing. And then the league caught up to the Warriors. And we saw it last year in the last couple of years, Joe. Like, do you think the league's just catching up overall to Shanahan's offense? And does he have to, again, reinvent himself a little bit this year? Or is that too much?
I mean, the red zone is the area where they really stalled out last year. Yards per game, they did a great job. It was turnovers in red zone. They missed having CMC out there in the red zone, and it really screwed up their red zone efficiency.
So you're saying the yardage was fine. There's nothing wrong with this offense.
Well, they did move the ball. They moved the ball really well last year. Like, really well last year. They couldn't punch it in. Like, for the life of them, they could not punch it in. And when you go from number one, number two, number three, the last, whatever, 4 or 5 years prior, red zone, to 16.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big drop off. So that's what they did last year. They were still one of the top teams in terms of yards per game and their efficiency was there. It's just they had really poor turnovers. They had a lot of drops, too. That was another thing about this team last year. And they took a lot of big negative plays. Sacks, turnovers, strips in the pocket. And when your special teams is wobbly, that doesn't cost you a game. That could have cost them 4 or 5 games.
He's not going to be on the hot seat this year, Shanahan. That's, again, unless something like awful happens and there's like fights in the locker room and he's lost. I don't see that happening. But if he goes back-to-back and they don't make the playoffs, there's going to be conversations heading into next year for sure. When it comes to him, when it comes to John Lynch, when it comes to the young players on this team. But it did get me thinking a little bit as we're talking truth serum around the NFL and when it comes to Kyle Shanahan. I'm looking around the NFL right now and teams that legit have the hot seat, as Bonte Hill is going to be joining us in about 5 minutes in studio, get his thoughts on joint preseason practice, preseason game tomorrow, what he's looking for. Sam came in and was just like, who do you think's truly on the hot seat heading into this season? Like, who's going to be fired after this year for sure? Shanahan's not on the list. I think a lot of people want it to be.
I hope it's not as DC again.
Well, that's a good one.
Robert Saleh. No, I doubt it.
That's a good one. I doubt Robert Saleh, too.
Yeah, I doubt it. Like,
right? Kubiak is a Clay Kubiak.
What are they
right?
doing with Kyler Murray? He's on. To me, he's on the hot seat in Arizona.
Oh, Jonathan Gannon?
No, Kyler.
Not the head coach?
No.
I mean, they're committed to Kyler, are they not?
I think Kyler's up in the air.
This is third straight season. Jonathan Gannon had an opportunity probably to move off the sky if he wanted to. He wanted to.
Well, they gave him a lot of guaranteed money. I look at Kyler as someone who I think is up in the air. I think Bryce Young is up in the air.
Oh, interesting. So you're going players, not coaches.
Yeah,
I was going coaches.
Yeah.
Okay, but you go players.
I was really happy for Bryce Young at the end of last year, but he's got a long way to go.
Who's kind of this is the make or break season for them going forward?
Yeah, yeah. That's how I view the hot seat. Like, come on, Brian Daboll. I just don't care about Brian Daboll and the New York Giants.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone. He's done.
We'll see.
Jackson Dart was the most desperation pick I've ever seen in my life. Like, come on.
Maybe it works out. I mean, he got Danny Dimes to a playoffs.
That's true.
They beat Kevin O'Connell.
They did. Everything went. They did have Saquon. Did they not?
Oh, yeah, no, Saquon was amazing. Yeah. But Danny Dimes, whatever, with his 16 touchdown passes.
Well,
he ran
for a bunch of yards in that one, too. And that Vikings team.
Shane
so
Steichen, if you're asking head coaches, is on the hot seat.
Thank you. Okay. I think Jonathan Gannon is, too.
Where are we at with McDermott? You know, like, let's see what happens with the Buffalo Bills. How many times are you going to lose in the playoffs?
McDermott, Tomlin, this is a very un-Steelers-like season, like, in regards to the offseason, where they just... DK Metcalf, they made a bunch of big trades running Aaron Rodgers.
George Pickens no longer
George
there.
George Pickens isn't there anymore. But
I think Dak's on the hot seat.
Dak, yeah. Well, is Schottenheimer going to be one and done in Dallas?
I don't know.
Are they going to try to go poach, I don't know, a big college name, Nick Saban's of the world? Are they going to try to get Bill Belichick? I don't know what they're going to do there. Jerry Jones. Can they even get Micah Parsons signed? Are they even going to do that? Can they
first
and foremost?
Yeah, it'll happen in 2 weeks.
We'll see, right? And then you got a couple other names like, here we go, he's not going to be on the hot seat. How's Dan Campbell going to look this year? I'm very curious to see how Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions, are going to look in that division. Matt LaFleur, he's been good. He's gotten to the playoffs. He's gotten there, to the NFC Championship when he had Aaron Rodgers. He's come up short a lot in that division. And it's going to be Ben Johnson. How is he going to look in his first year? These are going to be interesting things. The NFL, just the storylines in general, there's just so many. You can take every single team and have 4 or 5 different conversations on them. That's why it is king and why we could talk about NFL ad nauseum. I could take a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars and just break them apart. The talking point today around the NFL is Travis Hunter and his comments. Like, he's not phased at all. He's like, I could dominate both sides of the ball. You got the naysayers out there. Could Trevor Lawrence live up to the hype, right? Like, Baldy brought that up with us yesterday. These guys get paid, things get heightened, conversations start happening. Can Trevor Lawrence now, on his third NFL head coach, show out? I have conversations there. I was really high on Trevor when he came in. He had one really good season. He had that one incredible comeback in the playoffs. I don't know. And there's a lot of conversations around just young quarterbacks in general when they get paid and whether they step up or not. And Trevor's going to be there, and now Brock Purdy's going to be that guy. And can Brock Purdy kind of quiet the naysayers? You're never really going to quiet them because Jalen Hurts, I think, is kind of the poster child for that. He won the Super Bowl, and we're like, yeah, do it again.
If you're asking for, like, hot seats in terms of, not hot seats, but I think the division to me that's the most fascinating quarterback division is the NFC North. Jared Goff without Ben Johnson.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay. Jordan Love. What's going on there? Him and LaFleur. Like, it feels like a make or break year for him. I don't know. J.J. McCarthy taking over for what Sam Darnold did. What's going on there? Right? And then obviously Caleb Williams with the new head coach who seems to really be, you know, holding him accountable. I think that's the most fascinating quarterback division in terms of, like, none of them are that top five, top four golden boy guys. And yet I feel that to be a very, like, if I told you Goff had a down year this year and I told you, you know, J.J. McCarthy randomly looked good, like, that would be wow. It'd be kind of surprising, right? If I told you, you know, Love, I could give you four or five different things on Love. Is he great? Is he good? Is he underwhelming? Does he throw a bunch of picks? Are they done with him by the end of this year? I don't know. So I find that division to be very interesting. And it feels like the Vikings are doing what the Niners failed to do in handing the reins to J.J. McCarthy without that other quarterback staring over the field. When they gave the reins to Trey Lance, they had Jimmy Garoppolo kind of hovering behind everything. You know, JJ doesn't have anyone behind him right now.
It does feel like the NFC, when it comes to quarterback play, as you're alluding to right now, Joe, is wide open. It really is. Like, someone, like, whenever we talk about...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.